Welcome. The focus of this message is the first and very important step in the 8 Inc. process, the approach.
You can't just jump into the interview process if someone doesn't want to go through it. You've got to truly earn the right. And some different ways you can do that is just build that rapport. You've got to break down those barriers before you can have a successful interview.
Each time you contact people, whether they call you or you call them, whether you meet in person or over the telephone, you should consciously take time to plan for the interaction, flex your behavior style, and gain rapport with them. That's what a good approach is. In this message, you'll hear some valuable hints on effectively applying the action guides, which are: tune the world out and people in, put customers at ease and make them feel important, get them talking about themselves, and listen to how they feel. So, let's look at how we can improve our approach by using the action guides. Again, the first one is tune the world out and people in. When you tune your world out and your customer in, you put your total mental and emotional focus on them. You become other person focused rather than self focused. Now, I know that this isn't easy to do at times.
I think we're all guilty of it. I think you really have to make a conscious effort to stop and listen and really focus on what they're saying, because you will miss half of the conversation if you don't do it that way.
It's awful hard to tune the world out when you've got phones ringing and people walking in all the time. But I think making that eye contact and letting the customer know that you are focused directly on them at this time, even though all this other stuff is going on, helps.
The next action guide is to put people at ease and make them feel important. You begin this process by being at ease yourself, by thinking thoughts like, there's something about you that I like, or my role is to understand you, not to try to impress you.
People do business with people whom they like, whom they trust. That really helps you focus to have a really good interaction with the person, because you completely get that, okay, there's something about them I like and that I can focus on there, and therefore my whole interaction with them is much more pleasant.
It's not advisable to be too familiar or casual with people, but don't be too stiff or formal either. When you're talking to people, mirror their degree of formality while always retaining the proper degree of professionalism. The third action guide is get them talking about themselves.
Get them to talking, you know, about themselves, about something that's important to them. And then, you know, it builds from there once you kind of get them talking instead of just you doing all the talking.
It's really critical because you may only have their attention for 30 seconds or a minute. And so being able to just get at that, what they need at that moment in time, is really important, because you probably only have that little bit of time.
People want to be understood, and when you're talking, you're not doing that. You're telling them about you. You're telling them what's important to you. When you're listening, you're finding out what's important to them.
The final action guide is hold eye contact and listen to how they feel.
To me, the eye contact says that I'm listening. I'm focused on you and you at this moment, and I'm not letting other things distract me.
I try to maintain eye contact the whole time that I'm speaking with them, because I feel like if you're not looking at me, you're probably not listening to me, and so I like to give people that same respect back.
Listen to how they feel. Listening to the tone of their voice is absolutely critical. Listening to how they're saying it. They may be talking really quickly, showing a lot of distress. They may be talking loudly, showing maybe a little anger. So you want to listen to how they feel. What emotions are they displaying at that time? That way you know how to position yourself in helping them.
Listening not just for words, but also for feelings, puts us on a higher, more professional communication level. When people sense that we do care how they feel, they'll often drop their defenses and communicate with us more openly. This is very powerful and helps us develop rapport quickly. And the more sincere we are, the more it works with all styles of people. Now, of course, we approach different people in different ways. In order to be more specific, let's think again of people's behavior styles. Talkers are usually friendly, affable, and jovial. They love people, and they like to talk about people, including themselves. And they like to be around people. You'll have no problem gaining rapport with them, as long as you let them talk. But they may be much more interested in gaining rapport than in taking care of business or solving problems.
Challenge often with talkers is to get them focused on the business and the reason you're there.
Doers can be recognized by their restlessness, nervous mannerisms, and hurried approach to everything. You gain rapport with them by showing high regard for the value of their time and importance. Center your discussion around their accomplishments, not yours, and you'll get plenty of time and respect in return.
Doers, they also care what other people think, but they're goers. They know what they want to do, and they like to just meet those deadlines and keep on moving.
You'll recognize controllers by their orderly approach to needs and problems. They're impressed with you when you show organization, when you show promptness and preparation. Because they're ruled more by logic than emotion, they appreciate a logical approach to solving problems. They value accuracy, and you may gain their confidence more quickly with a business-like, professional approach. The stable, sincere, conscientious supporters are motivated by security and the need to do the right thing. Supporters are highly loyal to peers and organizations that have served them well. They don't run risks, and they're slow to change. Take a little more time in the approach with a supporter. Let them know you care about them and will help them, and the emotional connection will be lasting. Look and listen for clues that reveal people styles. Then, gear your approach differently, appropriately for each one.
The behavior styles give us the vocabulary to think with and to have conversations with.
You can certainly understand when there are conflicts between some people, why they happen, and to be able to adapt to each other's behavior styles has helped us communicate more effectively.
It's wise not to underestimate the importance of the approach. It's amazing how quickly people make decisions about whether or not we're the kind of person they like to do business with. Our tone, appearance, and energy level are just a few of the many factors that influence the instant, sometimes unconscious, decisions they make about you. But it's not just external factors. At every opportunity, practice the four action guides to help you gain rapport with people.
So remember these ideas about the power of your first few minutes of contact. As you do, you'll soon realize that people open up to you more easily, and you're developing more sincere, meaningful relationships with all kinds of people.